Now, as you've seen in the news, shock news actually, the Olympic US gold medalist Simone Biles has pulled out of the women's gymnastics. She pulled out of the team final, but it looks like she's out for the whole thing. We don't know yet, but it looks like she is. After a disappointing performance on the vault, the 24-year-old said, "After my last performance, I just didn't want to go on." She said, "I have to focus on my mental health now." And this is a woman who's probably the greatest gymnast of all time. She can do things that nobody else would even consider. To chat more about Simone Biles' decision and the implications for speaking up about mental health in sport when you're at the top of your game, we have Dr. Olivia Hurley, Assistant Professor of Psychology and Sport Psychology at IADT and accredited sports psychologist with Sport Ireland. And she's the author of a new e-book, Brave Action, Sports Psychology for Life. That's a mouthful. How are you doing, Olivia?
I'm good, Ray. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thanks for taking our call today.
You're very welcome.
Now, you've worked with elite athletes over the years. What's your reaction to the Simone Biles story?
Well, Ray, isn't it amazing how sport always throws up the curveball?
Yeah.
It is. It's why we love sport. I have to say, you know, it amazes me how people are always, how would you say, taken aback by these things that happen. And actually, it's a lot more common than we give it credit for. That's why we love sport. It always is that, you know, the sure thing is never a sure thing. The favourite doesn't always win. And that's why we love sport. It's the drama of it.
Yeah, it strikes me as a very brave thing for her to do what she did so publicly.
Yes, it very much is. I suppose the first thing for any of your listeners who are disappointed with not being able to see somebody like Simone perform is to remember that while these are amazing athletes, they're also human. Mm. And we sometimes forget that. We think that because of what they're able to do on such a public, you know, world stage, and they're so skilled in what they do, that they don't have the same, you know, frailties that any of the rest of us have as regular human beings. And they do. They're not superhuman. They're just human, who just happen to be incredibly well practiced and well, how to say, scripted in what they do. So,
yeah.
You know, I think what Simone did was incredibly brave. She's a very young athlete. She's probably achieved more at 24 than a lot of us would ever hope to achieve in a lifetime. And I applaud her decision. You know, I know some people might, how would you say, question the decision. I'm sure there's many people who would say, you know, she is off her game. She may not have won. She's taken a step back because she can't be sure about her performances. And a lot of the athletes that I work with, and I'm sure Simone has had people like me work with her, in sport, there are no certainties. You know, you practice, you train, both physically and mentally. And all we can do is, the phrase I use with athletes from the Hunger Games, is to try to move the odds in your favour. Because
okay.
There is no certainty.
Yeah,
you will make mistakes.
Can I just say to you, like I suppose part of moving the odds in your favour is having somebody like you, a sports psychologist. And obviously somebody like you, and in advising an athlete like Simone Biles, would be teaching them or helping them cope with nerves.
Absolutely right. And you're absolutely right in that is part of the remit of any kind of sports psychologist and those of us that are, you know, well qualified in this area. That is what we do. But again, you've got to remember that while you train your body and your brain to perform, when you're put under pressure, you know, it doesn't always play ball. Like, you know, people like me, we do focus a lot with athletes on helping them with their concentration skills, their coping skills, giving them techniques for to try to help them through and to peak at really important times in their careers, like for World Championships, Europeans and Olympic Games. We saw our rowers last night exactly do that, you know, where it just came good, it came right at the right time.
Yeah.
But that doesn't always happen. And all of the training in the world and all of the preparation in the world doesn't always prepare you for the fact that there are days where you go out and you aren't feeling it. And those days happen a lot more frequently than actually the really good days. You know, I tell the athletes I'm what's called a positive realist. In other words, I'm all about facilitative environment, encouraging the athlete, challenging them, high challenge, but high support too. And sometimes they're just not feeling it. And if you're not, particularly in a sport like gymnastics, A lot of people will have judgments about somebody going out to perform in that sport. In a lot of these sports, if somebody's brain and body is not working in sync and they can't and they feel they can't go out and produce a good performance that is consistently what they normally produce, it's actually very dangerous. You know, Simone could actually do a serious, you know, harm to herself, an injury, if she isn't on her A game. And I know there's people who might say, well, there's been a lot of, you know, how would you say, finance put into her and, you know, a lot of financial support from the American people and the pressure for her to, you know, make history and so on. That really, on 24-year-old shoulders, is a big burden.
Well, isn't
to
that
carry.
The thing, Olivia? I suppose the bigger the star, the bigger the pressure.
It is. And Ray, that's not to say that, like, again, I would say to athletes, you know, if you can't stand the heat, it is time to step out of the kitchen, okay, and to take a break. Because they're going to have to face stress. Like, we all get up every day. You know, I have students I deal with, I have athletes I deal with all the time. And life is not a bed of roses. You're not going to get up every day and feel wonderful. Mm. You're not going to get out in competition every time and win. There's eight other people in a final who equally want to win.
Yes.
And other teams and so on. They want it just as badly as you. And as I said, there's no certainties. So,
Can I ask you to comment just on one of her quotes?
Sure.
That she said yesterday, I don't trust myself as much as I used to. I don't know if it's age, and I'm a little bit more nervous when I do gymnastics. I feel like I'm not having as much fun. I wanted it to be for myself, but I came in and felt like I was still doing it for other people. It hurts my heart that doing what I love has been kind of taken away from me to please other people.
Yeah, and again, it's actually quite funny. People think that with experience and age, that athletes grow into themselves more and they actually start to really believe in themselves more. Actually, when they're younger, they feel they've nothing to lose.
Yeah.
You know, they've never done it before, so everything is new, everything is a first. When you've done it a few times, that's where the expectations come upon you from, you know, family, friends, the public, etc.
Well, a whole country of over 300 million people.
Exactly, you're carrying that weight on your shoulders. And the older you get, the more it actually does for many athletes start to weigh them down. You know, like we expect them to be, the more they do, the more they should be able to cope. Actually, the more they do and they achieve targets and goals they set for themselves, that hunger and that, you know, kind of, how would you say, just to go out and give it a go. Yeah, I mean, I use the
phrase,
be
brave. It's a fearlessness, and particularly in gymnastics, which I think is the most skillful sport in the world. And the things that Simone Biles is able to do is it's unbelievable. It's nearly magical.
She says, and that's the legacy that she has and will always have.
Yeah, but I suppose that you're sort of competing against your own legacy nearly. She says, I was shaking, could barely nap. She said of the 5-hour wait to compete, I just never felt like this going into a competition before.
Yeah.
And she mentioned demons as well. She was battling demons.
Yeah. And that's, again, where you would really hope that she has the right kind of psychological support around her. I mean, you know,
can we broaden it a bit?
Sure.
And the tennis player as well, remember, she
Naomi
stepped
Osaka, yeah.
Yeah, Naomi Osaka stepped down. And so like, is there too much pressure? Is this always been happening, and now for the first time these people are speaking out? Or have we got to a stage in world sport where there's too much pressure on people who can't handle it?
Well, there's a couple of things in regard to that, Ray. The pressure one is always going to be there. Okay, so athletes know when they go out to perform on a world stage, they're going to have to be able to have some sort of, you know, training, and that's where we come in terms of, you know, helping them to develop coping skills to manage that pressure. It has always been there, and it's part of what is great about sport, because people, you know, like you and I, and when we take on targets and goals for ourselves, you love a bit of pressure, because that's what helps you to get to the finish line and to achieve the great targets in life. But the difficulty is managing that pressure. It's not that we're trying to remove the pressure. And don't get me wrong, like, sport, I think, is a brilliant vehicle for young people to engage in. I love sport, and I've always loved sport. And my parents and my siblings, we all, you know, kind of did sport. And it should be encouraged. We should be telling young people, get out there, challenge yourself to master skills, because it develops great other skills.
Yes.
It develops great social leadership, communication skills. But it's how you manage it on a bigger stage. And it should never be that somebody's, you know, that somebody doesn't have the right to be able to say, I've had enough and I need to step away. I mean, John Kramer, who's a great colleague of mine, he wrote a number of textbooks with Professor Aidan Moore, and my dear academic dad and mentor.
Aidan Moore,
he always said, if you're not having fun, and it doesn't matter whether it's your job or whether it's your sport or whether it's, you know, you have to be able to get up every day and feel you love to some degree what you do. Okay. It can be stressful. It can be pressure at times.
Do you think, Olivia, and just good that you mentioned Aidan Moran, because, you know, sadly died last year.
Absolutely. And he was still
he was a pillar in sports psychology in this country, and I've had him on over the years. But what was I going to say then? Do you think that there's going to be a wave of this now? Because you had Naomi Osaka and now Simone Biles. Do you think, you know, athletes all over the world are going to look at their lives and say, well maybe, you know, there's more to life than this?
I think, it would be very sad if it meant that so many people decided not to, you know, be brave and step up and have a go. And that's where the likes of our rowers and our boxers and everything that we have in Tokyo, it's wonderful to see people going out and giving it a go. So, but I do think that it's great that we've opened up a conversation about that. It is, we need to remember that we've paid a lot of lip service over the last couple of years to people coming out and saying, I'm not okay. And we've used taglines like, it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
We've talked the talk. Now we have to walk the walk with them.
Okay.
We've given them that license to say, yes, please do speak out. What Simone has actually done is probably shown that, as I said, they're not invincible. And there may be many other athletes who will say now, I need to take a look at myself and I need to work on this area in order to be able to handle this pressure.
Okay.
Because nobody's immune to it. If she's not immune to it,
nobody is
immune to it.
Olivia Hurley, thank you so much for talking to us today. That's it from us. Good luck to Paula Donovan and Fintan McCartney in the final tonight. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. Sarah McInerney is egg-chocked.
It's the Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.